Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction companies should hire competent contractors. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used quality equipment, then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com, which will go on to my Star Tractor website. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Competency is the need of the hour in any form of industry. No matter how qualified you are, in the end, all that matters is how effective you can execute this responsibility. It all depends on your competency level and how experienced you're pertaining to a given type of work. It is a no-brainer that any company that will hire guys or gals who have competency to deliver in time and without and outperform whether required, whenever required, you know. If you hire the right people, you will get the best quality out there, and then you'll get a reputation around town. As a matter of fact, this is a real reason behind the success of any industry. Volatile industries are more dependent on competent employees. They just can't afford to hire guys or gals who do not possess the skills to execute a given responsibility. It would lead to the debacle of the business and eventually have to wind up. Construction industry is also considered to be a volatile form of business, and therefore it is a must to onboard a project with highly skilled men. A construction company, after bagging the project, starts hunting for contractors. They know for sure that they can't complete the project single-handed, and they will require the cooperation of contractors. This is also perhaps the reason why we have contractors in existence. The real work is indeed done by the contractors. The construction companies only deal with bagging the projects, and then they hand it over to the next level to take care of the execution part, and in this case, the next level would be contractors or subcontractors. Remember that. Hence, this becomes quite imperative to hire the highly competent contractors. The future of the construction company, more or less, is dependent on the quality of work that can get from their contractors. It is therefore equally important to set up a benchmark to hire the contractors. Anybody falling short of it will not be a part of the project. Next, detailed study of contractors is essential. Before you hire a contractor for their work, it is essential that you go through their thorough study of their entity. Remember, here you are not hiring an individual that you will not have enough time to screen the person. Since you will be hiring an entity, you can get volumes of the information from the internet. You can check the reviews and accordingly take your call. More important, you can speak to the other construction companies with whom they have done good terms with and know if they have ever encountered with a contractor that are likely to hire. Try to gain as much data as you can before you finally pick them for your work. And lastly, monitor the performance at regular intervals. You know, you got to keep up on your projects. You got to make sure they're doing what they're told. The work of the construction company does not end after hiring a contractor who is renowned for its work in the industry. The company should also ensure that it takes time out and monitors the performance of the project, and this is crucial to be done as a project is owned by the company and not by the contractor. It will be extreme if the construction company works hand in hand with the contractor. This will give the company a better control over things and know, you know, what's going on. You know, if people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, You can immediately take care of that by being there on the job, checking out your job sites. Again, if you got any questions, give me a general, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.